All right, so today we're diving deep into something pretty amazing. We're going to be looking at the Barnabas Horse Foundation in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, have you heard about this?
I have, yeah.
So, I was reading up on it,
Yeah.
and it seems like a really cool organization. So I figured, it'd be great to kind of unpack it a little bit.
Absolutely. There's a lot there, a lot to unpack.
Yeah, where do we even begin? I guess, the thing that really jumped out at me right off the bat was, we've got some information on Barnabas. And one of the most striking things was just how much they've grown
Oh, yeah.
in just a few years.
Over 500%.
I think it was like 533% in just 3 years.
That's wild. That's amazing growth.
Yeah, you don't see that very often. I mean, obviously that speaks to
Well,
something.
yeah.
So they're clearly doing something right.
Well, I think it speaks to two things. One, they're clearly doing something very effective. And two, there's such a need for this kind of service. So it's like, they're meeting a need in a very powerful way. But 500% growth, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. So let's back up a little bit. Like, what is Barnabas? How did it all get started?
So Barnabas was founded back in 2011
Okay.
by Sue McKinney, and she was inspired by a personal family experience. Someone close to her had found healing and growth and just like real benefits through working with horses.
Wow.
And so that sparked the idea. And initially, the focus was on helping children who had been abused or traumatized, give them a chance to experience the healing power of horses. Which makes a lot of sense because, kids, especially kids who've been through tough stuff, they often struggle to express themselves verbally. And so the horses provide this nonverbal way to connect and heal.
That's really cool. So they started with kids, but it sounds like they've expanded quite a bit since then.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they work with so many different groups now. It's really inspiring. Women in crisis, veterans battling PTSD, first responders dealing with trauma, even survivors of human trafficking.
Oh.
It's like they've recognized that the healing power of horses is universal. It
Man.
transcends age and background and experience.
It's amazing, like the variety of people that they help.
Right.
So we've been talking about this healing power of horses. I mean, what exactly is it? I mean, we're talking about equine-assisted psychotherapy, coaching, all these things, but what does that actually look like?
Right. It's not just about riding horses, although, riding can be a part of it, but it's really about building trust and nonverbal communication and emotional regulation. You're interacting with these large, powerful, but also very sensitive animals, and there's something about that dynamic. They don't judge, they respond to your energy in the moment.
And I imagine that for someone who's been through trauma, that can be incredibly healing. Because, I think sometimes, traditional talk therapy can be really difficult for people, especially if they've experienced something really traumatic. It can be really overwhelming to try to put those experiences into words.
Oh, absolutely. And you don't have to do that with the horses. They don't need you to explain anything. They just sense you.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And there's something about, just being present with a horse, maybe grooming them, maybe just, spending quiet time with them. There's a sense of peace and connection that can be really profound.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. And it's not just anecdotal. There's actually a growing body of research that supports the effectiveness of equine-assisted therapy. It's been shown to help people reduce anxiety and depression, improve self-esteem, develop coping skills.
So it's really making a difference. And I mean, it sounds like they've got some pretty impressive recognition too.
They do. They've been recognized by the South Carolina Attorney General's office, and they've also received a VOCA grant.
What is VOCA?
VOCA stands for Victims of Crime Act,
Okay.
and it helps to fund organizations that are providing direct services to victims. So
Right.
that's a big deal. And they're also partnering with local agencies to reach even more people in need.
That's incredible. And you
Yeah.
mentioned earlier that they have, they work with veterans. Is there anything specific that they do for veterans?
Yeah. So this is really cool. Every Monday, they have Veterans Day at the farm.
Wow.
And they basically, dedicate the entire day to veterans. They create this space where veterans can come together, connect with each other, heal, find support through their shared experiences.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's something I imagine that is really important for veterans. I mean, a lot of veterans struggle when they come back from service.
Right. And finding that connection, that camaraderie, that understanding from other people who've been through similar experiences, it can be life-changing.
Yeah, that's really cool. So we've talked about the impact, we've talked about the growth, we've talked about the programs. Do you have any sense of, like, you know, from the people that they've helped, like, what has been the feedback? Like, have you come across any stories about the impact that Barnabas has had on individual lives?
Oh, absolutely. Their website is filled with testimonials from people who have been touched by Barnabas. And one that really stuck with me was from a veteran who talked about how being around the horses helped him manage his anxiety and reconnect with his family. He described it as a lifeline.
Wow.
And it really speaks to, you know, what we were talking about earlier about how horses can help us regulate our emotions. You know, they have this incredible ability to just sense our emotions, to meet us where we're at.
That's powerful.
And I think what's really special about Barnabas is that they, you know, they don't just offer these programs, but they create this whole atmosphere of hope and healing. Like, their mission statement is turning tragedy into triumph.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Which, I mean, how can you not be inspired by that?
Yeah.
Right. Like, it's a reminder that even when things are tough, there's always the possibility of healing and growth. And they say that their purpose is to encourage hope and healing through fellowship with horses.
Mm.
It's so simple, but it's so profound. And there was another quote on their website that really resonated with me. It says, to facilitate healing of the mind, body, and spirit through the grace and strength of the horse.
Wow, yeah. That's beautiful.
And it really captures their holistic approach. It's not just about addressing the symptoms. It's about healing the whole person.
Yeah. You know, hearing all of this makes me think, you know, what is it about horses? What is it about being in their presence that creates this safe space for people to confront trauma and to heal?
That's such a good question. I think it's something that, you know, researchers are still trying to fully understand. But my guess is that it has something to do with their non-judgmental presence. You know, they don't judge us for our past, for our mistakes, for our struggles. They just accept us as we are. And, you know, maybe it's the way they mirror our emotions or their quiet strength that makes us feel grounded.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, the Barnabas Horse Foundation is clearly doing something really special. They're harnessing this incredible power to transform lives.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've only just scratched the surface here.
Right.
But, you know, if what you've heard today has resonated with you, if you want to learn more, I would definitely encourage you to check out their website.
Oh, yeah.
You can see all the amazing work that they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, find out how you can get involved, maybe even support them.
Absolutely. I mean, they're doing incredible work, changing lives. It's really inspiring.
So, yeah, definitely check them out. And until next time, keep diving deep.
Keep diving.